I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on this fifth day in our series on God's provision on the weekday meditation. Before we take a time to meditate today, let me take you to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 6, beginning in verse 31. The text says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Now, I want you to pair that with Romans chapter 8, verse 32, where the text says, "He who did not spare his own son," speaking of God the Father, "but gave him up for us all," meaning me and you, "how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" So Matthew writes in chapter 6, hey, you don't have to worry about these things. God knows we need them. And then in Romans chapter 8, well, if God would give us the very part of him to live in this world and live sinlessly, perfectly, and to give his life for us, well, then how much more so would he graciously give us all things? Well, what would he give us? All those things that are righteous, all those things that are holy, all those things that are necessary, and all of those things a loving father would give his children. Friend, listen, the provision that you can bank on more than anything is the presence and the power of Jesus himself. The fact that God the Father sent Jesus the Son, and Jesus the Son left us God the Spirit, we have in that Trinity God saying, "I will meet every need, I will never leave you alone, and if you'll allow me to, as you surrender your life, I will offload so much on you. I'll be generous and righteous and holy and gracious, and you can be part of my family." My friend, today in provision, lean into this Friday and knowing the Heavenly Father will give you everything that you could ever possibly need. Now let's prepare our heart for a time of meditation. Let's use a few breaths to separate the anxiety and stress and worry of the world from the quietude and the solitude in the room with God our Father. So let's use this breath. Every time we draw a deep breath in, it's like we're sending oxygen, that fresh life, to the different parts of our body that may be weary or tiresome as we've gotten through the end of the week. And as we exhale, it's like we're blowing out any of the processes that leave us with fear or fret or worry or concern. Let's breathe. Let's breathe again. One last time. You ready? Hold it. Hold it. Now I want to give you a few moments for you to hear from God. One of the most beautiful things about provision is that he cannot wait to talk with his kids. He lets you make the engagement, which you've already done today. So tell the Lord right now that you're grateful for him. In what ways are you grateful for God? Just say it out loud to him. "God, right now, I'm so grateful for," and then finish that sentence. Yeah, and now I invite you into quietude. Step off the treadmill, pull the car off on the side of the road for a couple of moments. I'm going to mind the time, and in this time, allow your heart and your head to receive the direction from the divine, and I'll be back in a few moments. What a great way to end a week where we've been talking about God's provision. I want to remind you that this is such a beautiful passage in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. This is a trustworthy saying, the scripture is. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. The single greatest provision he has for you is a brand new heart and a brand new you. Allow him to do that in your life today. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining us on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.